From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Jamaican ska music was born in the late 1950s out of a snappy shuffle beat and reached its heyday in the late 60s and early 70s. Two pioneers, pianist Monty Alexander and guitarist Ernest Ranglin, logged many hours in Kingston's legendary Studio One, working with producer Clement Coxon Dodd and ska stars Toots and the Maytals, Theophilus Beckford and Clu J and his Blues Blasters. Monty Alexander and Ernest Ranglin moved on to become respective jazz soloists, but over the years they've reunited often to play on each other's records. They're together again and playing Jamaican hits. They've put out a new CD, Rock Steady, on Telarc Records, and today they're in NPR Studio 4A. Monty Alexander, welcome to NPR.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And Ernest Ranglin, it's a pleasure to have you here and finally get to meet you in person.
Oh, it's great to meet you, too.
You're going back to this music. When you went in the studio, Monty, did it feel like old times for you?
Definitely. And especially with Ernest sitting close by with his guitar, reminded me of those early times when I would sneak out of school and they were all looking for me. So where is Alexander? You know, I was down at the studio hanging out with the musicians. Ernie being the guy who was pulling so much of this music together. Those were some of my first experiences where I was with the grown-up guys and helped me to realize that this is something I wanted to do my whole life.
You're going to play a tune for us, which was, if I understand this right, it was one of the Jamaica's first hits in the United States. It's Double Barrel, and written by Dave and Ansel Collins.
I remember hearing this one. I heard it back in Jamaica. This was one of a lot of those tunes that were just sort of sneaking out of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. And this is a new version of it. It's a can hear it on the CD, but we're lucky enough you're going to play it for us now.
All right. Thank you.
Double Barrel, played by pianist Monty Alexander and guitarist Ernest Ranglin here in NPR Studio 4A. That other instrument you hear is a bass, and it's being played by Hassan Shakur. Welcome to the program to you, Hassan.
Thank you very much, darling.
Monty, you worked in Jamaica Studio One. The Studio One founder and producer, Coxon Dodd, died on May 4th recently. What was it like to work with him? What was is he a taskmaster?
You know, it definitely is a blow and a shock that a man who you know so well and did so much and had a lot to do, in my case, with moving on, has gone ahead, as we say in Jamaica. But he was about the people, and he had that certain thing that a lot of musicians forget about, taking the music, but doing it in such a way where you give a reason for the people to react to it, move your body. And he made sure that the beat and the rhythm was always strong. Mm-hmm. So no doubt about it, Coxon Dodd, who was known as Clement, and had a series of nicknames. One of them was Downbeat, because he was about jazz. And his heroes were Lester Young and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. And the musicians he had in his studios were jazz men.
So was it a natural thing for you to gravitate toward jazz?
Well, for me, it was just music. All music for me was a kick, was a thrill. One big bowl of candy.
Mm.
But it really hit a peak when I saw Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong, to me, was the top of the heap. Of course, he had some humor that he worked at, you know, entertaining the audience, which I just absolutely appreciate very much. The great men that I admired all did that. They brought the audience into this thing.
Ernie, what's your connection with jazz? I mean, obviously, you're playing a guitar, and it's not hard to think about Charlie Christian, too, when I'm listening to
Well, you. Yes, because the first person that I really heard was really Charlie Christian. And then Django Reinhardt. Then I became good friends of Les Paul and people like those. But I was really originally a jazz person before I started to do this music.
Yeah. So you were led to this music from jazz, and again, interesting.
Yeah.
But takes that whole improvisatory nature of jazz to something that's already established.
Right. If I play a tune now 100 times, I would love to play it 100 different times, in different ways, you know. It's a matter of creating all the time.
You're going to play another tune for us, and this is called Confucius. And you're going to, Monty, play a different instrument, a melodica. Tell us a little bit now about that instrument. Well, it looks like a kid's keyboard.
I like to think I'm a serious musician, right? But I don't want to be so serious about it where I cannot be childlike, because it's children that would normally have an instrument like this and have fun with it.
Yeah, give us a little toot. Give us a little bit of something.
Whatever. So I go up to a little kid and his mom and dad and start playing these melodies, and everybody's smiling right away. So I love the sound of it. So, you know, I use it rhythmically as well as play melodies just ever so often.
You're going to do one now. It's called Confucius. It's heard on the new CD. And Monty Alexander is going to play piano and melodica. Ernest Ranglin will be on guitar. And Hassan Shakur on bass. This is the tune Confucius. Confucius, played by Ernest Ranglin on guitar, Monty Alexander playing piano and melodica, and Hassan Shakur playing bass. Tune can be heard on their new CD. We've been having a lot of fun and playing some fun music. There's a serious side. There's a tune you're going to end with for us, and it's by probably the more well-known ambassador of music from Jamaica, Bob Marley, and it's called Redemption Song. You describe Bob Marley as the Duke Ellington of Jamaica.
Well, that's just, I use that from a musician standpoint because his palette was so broad. He came from so many influences. But bigger and more important than that was this man was on a mission. He wanted to help people to be better than they may have been had they not looked above their circumstances. And that's what he was. He was a messenger of light. So to include one of his more revered compositions, because Redemption Song is a song talking about the people coming over from Africa in the boat, you want to put a sense of value to all of this joy that we have.
It's a tune, it's a song, it's a hymn.
It really is a hymn.
Redemption Song by Bob Marley, played by pianist Monty Alexander, guitarist Ernest Ranglin, and bassist Hassan Shakur. Listening to Bob Marley's Redemption Song, played by pianist Monty Alexander, guitarist Ernest Ranglin, and bassist Hassan Shakur in NPR Studio 4A. The CD Rock Steady by Monty Alexander, with special guest Ernest Ranglin, is on Telarc Records. There's more, including a bonus performance on our website, npr.org. Our studio recording was produced by Ned Wharton, with engineers Drew Reynolds and Brian Jarboe. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.